Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, October 21st, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. Today, we're going to hear from some local writers who completed a writing fellowship this year. Vivian Faith Prescott put on the fellowship, and seven fellows met monthly, including myself, for the Snow Goose Writing Fellowship. The other participants were Bonnie Demersion, Sandy Churchill, Tracy Martin, Val Massey, Kathy Gross, and Jamie Catterson. With us, we have Jamie, Kathy, Bonnie, and of course, Vivian. And we'll hear about the experience and listen to some of the writing. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hello, everybody. How is everyone today?
Great.
Awesome. Well, let's start with, how long have you been writing for, and why did you want to start the Snow Goose Writing Fellowship?
Well, I've been writing since I was 11 years old, really bad poetry. Probably Kathy, because I grew up with her. Anyway, I wanted to do this fellowship because I was basically lonely. So when I saw this grant come open, I decided to, it was a long shot because there's a lot of talent in Alaska. So I thought, well, I'll apply to this because it's a arts, health, and well-being pilot grant from the state through the Alaska State Council on the Arts. So I just had this wild idea I would try to mentor other writers in Alaska and be able to share my knowledge with them and just hang out.
Awesome. Thank you. And for our writers here, okay, could everyone introduce themselves and say why you wanted to be part of this writing group? We'll start with Kathy.
Okay, so I'm Kathy Gross. I've lived in Wrangell for way too many years, maybe. I don't know. Vivian and I actually went to school together. We were in high school together. I think I started in eighth grade with her. And we were, we didn't live too far from one another, so we kind of hung out as kids and, we did write poetry together. Some of it was pretty bad, but I think some of it was pretty good too. So, and then, once I graduated from high school, we went our separate ways, and I veered more towards the professional, technical writing part of it, that, it was really important with my career and the job that I had for, 36 years or something like that. So, it was nice when Vivian reached out to me and ask me to participate in the writing group because it gives me a chance to get back into the more creative writing side of what I do. So it was fun. Yeah. I really, really, other than being cold, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, everybody, we all met outside, and it started in April?
At the end of March, and that was part of the grant, is that they wanted to have a health and wellness component. So I was going to introduce people to writing outside and different places around town and having them get more of a connection to their community, drawing inspiration from the natural beauty. So that's why we met outside.
Yeah, yeah. And it was cold. Bonnie, could you introduce yourself and say why you wanted to join this group?
Okay. Yeah, I'm Bonnie Demersion. I was really pleased when Vivian mentioned that she was going to form this group. I've been with her on another writing group of hers, Blue Canoe Writers Group, and I've really, really learned everything that I about writing poetry I've gained from that group. And so I was really excited to have something more more prompts to spur writing, and I found it was inspirational.
Yeah. And Jamie, if you could introduce yourself and why you wanted to join the group.
I'm Jamie Catterson, and I used to write all the time when I was a kid. I wrote a lot about everything, and then the last 10 or 15 years I really didn't write anything at all, and my grandma Kay passed away several years ago, but my mom had a jewelry box that I had given her, and the top had a glass part for photo, and I had taken that out and written a poem and put it in there, and that just brought a bunch of stuff back. And right when I got that from my mom, Vivian had told me, who's my aunt, had told me about the writer's group, and I was like, I need to do that, because the writing just reminds me to take time for myself, even, you know, and get that balance back, to always take time for myself and to write.
Yeah. So I can relate with that. And again, I was part of the group too, and I wanted to join just to, well, right now, you know, I'm the local radio reporter, and it's not super creative writing, and that's what I wanted to like veer towards in my own personal life. And I used to write in a more creative way, like many years ago, and I felt like I kind of lost that part of who I was. So this was a great thing to join. So let's go into how the fellowship was structured. I know Vivian mentioned it, but each month we were given a prompt reflecting different styles of writing. This included, okay, I might mispronounce this, but this included learning Abecedarians. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Which is a type of poem where each line begins with a letter of the alphabet. So there's essentially 26 lines that follow each letter of the alphabet. And we also learn haikus, food theme writing, and writing lists. And Vivian mentioned this, we were encouraged to sit in nature every week and write in whatever way we wanted to. So some of us brought our writing with us to share. Let's share a little bit of that. Who would like to go first? And if you could describe what style of writing that is too.
Well, I'll go first.
And this is Bonnie.
Okay. So, this was our first prompt, was to choose a place around town and to sit there and reflect, gather up different sensations of the place, do a fast write, and then take it home and make something a little more formal out of it. So I went to Shakes Island, and I was sitting around, particularly thinking about the cottonwood tree that was cut down. A great tree lover, and it was a sad occasion for me, but there's other aspects of it too. So I call this the old one on the island. Otter are immune from nostalgia, we assume. From sadness too, we believe, we do not know. But you mourn the cottonwood felled, you're told, with cause, to protect the clan house before it topples the work of skillful hands and devoted hearts. Maybe it was once planted as a reminder of the silty river homeland. So now it's down, but nothing wasted. You sit on the sturdy slab, sawn from its flesh and bones, and remember its stoic trunk and praising branches, a body sprouted a century before. Last night, the unsentimental otters, voracious captives of appetite, carried clams here to savor and crunch into chalky white heaps of shell, which mark their slippery midnight presence at the mighty stump. Now a table of the dead, set for the ever-hungry living.
Thank you. Thank you. And Vivian, would you like to read a piece of writing?
Yeah, this piece was formed from a Mad Lib. Now, I think we did that maybe the first prompt we had. And basically, a Mad Lib is a blank, is a piece of paper with part of the lines written in, and you have to, and some blanks, and you have to fill it in to make your poem or story. And like fill in a verb or fill in a place where you feel most at home, things like that. So I made up one of those for the writers, and they had to fill it in. And here's my result of this nature Mad Lib called Tender Tendency. You want to be wiping tears from your face when you're on the beach below the fish camp walking the dogs. Because you're melancholy and the warm spring sun is glinting on the sea and it makes you want to go barefoot. This is what I want you to know about being a child on the beach. Your inner child is the old woman that you are now, sitting on a log. Your hair can be windblown, your toes cold, because you are a creature of habit, like the duck making her nest in the same grassy spot every year, like a woman who's made friends with an old beach log. And that was a fill-in-the-blank poem.
I forgot all about the Mad Libs. Yes, yes. And that was a lot of fun.
I'll go.
Okay, Jamie.
This is a poem that I wrote at Petroglyph Beach, again, taking in the surroundings and then taking it home. So I wrote this poem about the ocean. A vast unending deep where ancient silent mysteries sleep, beneath the sun's gold shimmering face, a timeless wild and wondrous space. The waves in gentle right unroll, a soft hypnotic song for the soul. They kiss the sand with whispered sighs, reflecting the ever-changing skies. In tidal dance, the waters sway as moonlight guides them on their way. From tranquil bay to stormy height, the sea is ever steeped in light. Through coral gardens, fish alight, a vibrant splash of pure delight. The deep sea trenches, dark and cold, hold stories still remaining untold. The scent of salt, the cooling breeze, the rhythmic roar that never ceases. O ocean grand, majestic free, a mirror to eternity.
Wonderful, thank you. And Kathy,
what I did was I brought from my list poetry, and I really thought long and hard about this, and I wanted to write something about Gros Moose Camp, because that's been an important tradition in our family for years and years, and it's really like just a list of different things. So weed whackers, trail cams, barrels of gas, a cabin, a boat, companions for the hunt, rainy days, windy days, spotting scopes, moose moving through the meadows, climbers, hunters, the crack of the shot, traditions fulfilled.
Thank you. And I guess it's my turn. So I, back in May, I wrote Abecedarian, and it was actually right before my dog had to go into surgery. She ended up getting two toes amputated because it was cancerous. But anyway, this is partly what it's about. And we were sitting at City Park, and also just, I guess it was a mix of different outdoor nature hikes as well. So, Alice stands next to me in the sun, browsing with her eyes. She weeps, cactus memories in the desert when she was more free. Elegantly, we walk down the long dirt road, further away from chasing time, but getting closer to the second-hand clock. How we sit close by through each beat, infinity will tell everything changes, just how we hold close to our hearts, kisses we once felt. Loving someone or something evolves, momentarily capturing a photograph, needing permission to always be free, only to find out we can grasp forever. Paper and pen, my heart won't forget. Quests and journeys, I hope there's more. Random thoughts of radiation. Saving my soulmate by surgery, taking two toes, and now they say chemo. Ultimately, this pressure weighs heavy, violating the passing time when nature rules in the end. X-rays were taken, yet our hearts beat strong for each other. Zarembo Island has seen it through. So, does anyone have a favorite style of writing that they learned through this fellowship? Vivian, do you... Let's start with you. If there is such a thing as favorite.
You know, it was fun to introduce everybody to the correct way of writing a haiku. That was really fun. So I like doing that. But just being able to meet and share our work was really fun. And I did write like list poems and other kinds of things that I normally write, but not as much. So that was fun to have an assignment. And the Abba Sedarian, I think I've only written one other one before, so it was kind of fun to go back and write that one too.
Yeah, yeah. And Jamie, did you do you have a favorite style of writing?
I don't have a favorite style, but I liked getting the different prompts because it reminds me to go outside my quote unquote comfort zone of writing, you know, and try the different styles. Yeah, so that's what I enjoyed, was going outside my normal creativity, you know.
Yeah, and Bonnie, what about you?
I think haiku for me. It's the more I learn about it, the more difficult it is to really do it very well. And I mean, there's so few words, but because of that, everyone is valuable. And so learning more about what's considered a true haiku was helpful, and I just keep trying all the time to write them.
Can you just say a little bit of what a true haiku is?
Well,
sorry to put you on. Don't mean to put you on the spot.
I mean, it's a wide open field, really. Yes. But there are kind of rules, really. But so they should be nature based. The first two lines should say something about whatever feature of nature you're looking at and describing. And then the third line is supposed to be something that takes you beyond pure description to another place, to, a different view of something. But anyway, it sounds vague, but it's so many people are writing and expanding the form, so.
Yeah, yeah. And Kathy, do you have a favorite style of writing?
I don't know if I have like a favorite style of writing. I really like worked hard on the Absidarian. That poem, I worked really hard on that, and I also like the changes I learned with what Bonnie was mentioning with the haiku. It doesn't always have to be that traditional 3-5-3 way of writing them. And so I was able to expand on that. But I think my favorite part about all this was being able to like step back from how I spent, you know, I worked in healthcare for 36 years, and stepping back from that way of writing. I was worked on the admin side, so I did a lot of technical writing as part of my job. And being able to step away from that and then look at more of the creative side, that was super helpful to me. And being able to reconnect with Vivian was, I think, bonus for me anyway. She's holding her thumb up. So, yeah, it was kind of bonus for me to be able to reconnect with people that I hadn't seen or been around for years. Her and her sister Tracy, we were bums on the beach out at 4 Mile. 3 Mile, 3.5 Mile, something like that, when we were kids. So it was fun to reconnect. Yeah. And then learn a lot from Vivian. She's got a wealth of information on creative writing, so I appreciated that very much. It's been a really great experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for believing in me as a teacher.
I guess I'll say what my favorite part is. My favorite style, I really enjoyed writing lists. I used to write lists a lot when I was young, not too long ago actually, but for some reason I stopped, and this was enjoyable. And one of our other fellows who isn't here with us right now, one of her lists, it was just so beautiful. She talked about her blue couch that was waiting for her mom. I'm not saying it how she said it, but it was just a really beautiful list. Vivian, what did you get out of this fellowship? Do you feel like you got everything you were hoping for?
Yeah, and more, like Kathy said, it was reconnecting with people. And I think one of my visions was, you know, coming out of the pandemic, people were lonely, and then life experiences, things happen. I'd recently lost my father. So I just wanted to connect and let writing kind of heal us. And there was supposed to be like a healthy activity, which I kind of don't tell the state of Alaska this, but anyway, no.
You don't admit it.
We ended up having to kind of separate that, not just taking a walk and then write, because we were so into the writing and fellowship that we just had to kind of separate those experiences and have separate meetups. So we did a Bonnie's Bird Walk, a walk and talk. And so if you missed one of these meetups, you could do alternative things. And I also harvest berries and spruce tips for locals. So I ended up going harvesting spruce tips twice, and the writers could come with us. And then a couple of writers, Kathy and Sandy, went on their own and got spruce tips and things like that. So I did, you know, made them do manual labor also. And also another thing they're not saying, maybe it's because it wasn't very good, is I had this great big lunch bag and I brought them lunch every time we met. So, mm-hmm. Which was mostly a hit, except for these muffins I made were really bad. Oh. But well, yeah. The birds liked them.
You know, I liked the muffins.
Oh, you ate them. I you did. And the crows ate them then.
Yeah, and the food aspect was so delightful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Every week was something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked the spruce tip addition to the iced tea that she brought. It was like, that was an eye-opener for me. It's like, wow, you can add that to pretty much anything.
We did have a spruce tip theme,
yes.
When the spruce tips were ripe, so yep. I brought everything that had spruce tips in it. So.
Now I'm going to be an avid spruce tip picker every
good.
Spring.
Yeah. We need more help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie, what did you get out of the writing fellowship?
Unfortunately, I was usually working when most of the meetings were going on, so I didn't get to actually attend the meetings. I just did, you know, got all of my prompts and everything like that and attended the few that I was able to. But I have really bad social anxiety, so even just I'm trying to put myself outside my own comfort zone a lot lately, and this really helped me with sharing writing. And I really still enjoy getting the prompts, because once again, if I'm forgetting to take that time for myself, when I get that prompt, it reminds me, hey, you need to take a minute, you know, and calm yourself and write. And that has been very helpful to me.
Yeah. And Bonnie, can you share what you got out of the fellowship?
Oh, well, yeah, like I said, getting together with other writers locally was always interesting, and to see all the different kinds of ways that people do their writing. Like I said, I enjoyed having the monthly prompts, because sometimes I just sit with a notebook and just stare at it, and so it's good to have an assignment. And sometimes surprise yourself by what comes out of that.
We have a call on line one, and so this is the first time. I hope I press the correct buttons. While we're figuring this out, Kathy, you mentioned, you know, just reconnecting mm-hmm. with Vivian, and also writing more creatively. Is there
sure.
anything else?
Well, yes. I think that one of the things that I've started doing is part of this, and part of another process that I've been working through is journaling. Basically just when I feel like it, when it feels right to sit down and just write some words down. So that it's opened up some doors to that for me, which is... it's kind of like a healing process. So this has really opened that door for me, and I really was grateful for, you know, I felt kind of rusty in this whole process, but getting feedback from everybody, and they said, oh my gosh, that's great. And it's like, really? So it's good to get the positive feedback in addition to, you know, the critiques that come along with any kind of art form like that. So, yeah, it's been really a fulfilling project for me.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to try this call. Not sure if it's going to work. Apologies if not.
Hello.
Oh, good. Okay. This is Sandy.
Yes, hi. I didn't realize I was on hold. But I've been looking at the program.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just wanted to say the haiku was, I thought, going to be not a good subject, but the haiku ended up being my favorite, and I'm still doing them today.
Oh, my goodness. Can you share one of your haikus that you wrote?
Yeah, actually, the first one I wrote was like they were talking about an image, you know, and then it ends with something that's really not related to the image, but it's a thought that came to my mind. And it was called Forget Me Not on the Side of the Road, More Lost Daughters. Forget Me Not on the Side of the Road, More Lost Daughters. And that has to do with the Indigenous women.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my first one that I wrote, and I didn't think I was going to like haikus, but I really like them. But I did write a poem I wanted to share if I have a minute.
Absolutely, please. Yes. So, Sandy, not everybody in the studio can hear you, unfortunately. But there's two sets of headphones, I believe, so we can hear you through the headphones, but not everyone's wearing them. But yes, please share the poem.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've already heard it then, because it's the one on the resolutions that I wrote. I thought I was going to be on the air.
Oh, you are on the air as well.
I am.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, they can hear it. Okay. Well, here, I'll read it then. It's short. A resolution born of hope and need guides us forward indeed. Through every step, a path unfolds of progress and justice for the young and old. With every voice, a call to stand for changes that affect our land. Yet shadows fall and doubts seep in, but still we rise and move forward again. Upon every test of will and might, we find our strength in unity and light. With every struggle, hands entwine, weaves a bond of hope, a bridge to climb. Together we stand through every stride, a testament to the human tide. Within our hearts, a dream takes hold to build the world our ancestors foretold. In the halls of power, a message clear for hope and justice year by year. Yay! I wrote that for Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp.
And you read it there, right?
I was going to, but I just printed it out in the program. I didn't take the time to read it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We have 30 seconds left of the program. Oh. Time goes by so fast.
I really enjoyed it. So thank you.
I have to add that it was funded by the Rasmussen Foundation too. I'm supposed to say that.
And Vivian, do you plan on having another writing fellowship in the future?
I would like to. I had applied for a larger grant to include more people recently, but I didn't get that. So I'm going to keep on applying for grants and hopefully, you know, bring in the same group of writers and maybe a few more. So that's my hope.
Wonderful. Let's just close off. Everyone, can you just share something about, you know, your experience? We'll start with Vivian again.
Well, I think it was really fun, and it was fun to be providing blankets and a hot fire and lawn chairs, and we're Alaskans, so when they complained about the cold, I just ignored them.
And Sandy, are you still on the phone?
Oh, yes.
Will you share with us one thing you'd like to say about, you know, what you left with from the group?
Well, I mean, I already loved the outdoors, but going out and being more vigilant of, you know, looking and finding things to draw and write about, that was really great.
Yeah. And Jamie, what about you? What did you...
I really enjoyed that there's a very diverse group of strong women that were able to meet together and, you know, learn together about new writing styles and being creative. That's what I really enjoyed.
Yeah, definitely. And then, Kathy, since the microphone is closer to you.
One of the, I think my biggest takeaway was, like I said earlier, pulling myself back into the creative side of writing. And like Jamie said, it's a group of strong women. There were very diverse people involved in that and very diverse skills, the skill set, plus the different types of writing and what we would write about. So, you know, I would write about one thing and somebody else could take a look at that same thing and go a completely different direction with it. I loved being outdoors. We call the beach I was assigned to the Hidden Gym. Vivian has a different name for it, but I call it the Hidden Gym because not too many people know about it. So it's truly a treasure to be able to go there. So yeah, I am reconnecting, you know, being able to share share your parts of your heart with a group of people. Mm-hmm. It was really rewarding. So I appreciated that very much.
Yes, thank you. And Bonnie.
Well, I think all of us remember how cold the beginning of summer was, and we did start in March, and we met with a fire each time to try to keep us warm, but it actually was a pretty cold experience. And I would go home and complain about the cold to Haig, my husband, and he gave our group a different name. He called us the Frozen Poet Society.
Yeah, and it was such a pleasure to like sit with all of you each month and now, and it was great getting to know everybody. So the social aspect and also practicing, you know, obviously my own writing too. Okay, well, thanks everybody for coming in and calling in. We are gonna jump on into World Cafe.